registered already for next week. And many do not register, they come in. So we're looking at over 1,000 ministers going to be here to make a transition in ministries around the world. The sign, right up on the board is for you to look at, is the type of praying we're going to do tonight. We're not going to be beggars. We're going to pray as believers. And we're aiming to bring three B's. We're aiming to bring Christ's will to pass. Now, I permitted those four boys to preach to let you see the transitioning. They all did a tremendous job. They complimented each other. They stayed with the assignment of the apostolic. And I watch each one of them. That's the one thing about this computer age. You can't get away with nothing. Somebody always watching you. Tonight we're going to pray along the line of those three scriptures. I'm here on purpose. I started not coming, but I'm here on purpose because I want to talk to you a few minutes before we start praying on what a great transitioning this is in the spirit realm and in the body of Christ. We cannot take this lightly. This is 50 years of training for this moment. Many of y'all have been here 30, 40 years with me. Some might have been the whole task. I know Ronald's 40-something years. I can see in the spirit realm what our assignment is. I think one of the boys talked to you about the importance of not just the pulpit, but you being trained properly as a believer according to Ephesians 4:11. Turn there, Ephesians 4:11. You being trained properly. Well, improper training has been because of improper leading. The leaders, there's ranks in leadership. There's ranks in leadership there in Ephesians 4:11. And Satan somehow caused those ranks to be separated. Now when they're together, they're real powerful. Because just like those boys did, those four boys did, they complimented me as an apostle, and they did their job. They stayed in their place. They didn't try to take over. That's a lesson to learn. That's why it's important that you be at prayer. It's important you be at Bible study. It's important you be here on Sunday morning, unless something comes and you can't, you understand? It's real powerful. So I'm seeing in my prayer time, I spend a lot of time in prayer. I'm seeing in my prayer time what a privilege God is giving us in Darrell. See, it's sort of like this. We're learning, I'll teach you a lesson right quick before we go to praying so you understand. We're learning how to rightly divide Matthew 6:33. Look at that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things be added to you. We go to all them things be added to you. That's the only reason we see you. We've been taught to seek, you know, for the things to be added. That's why they're not added. Because if you're seeking the thing and not seeking the assignment, the addition is not going to come. So apostolic, we're aiming to train you how to handle things yourself, how to pray properly, how not to be a beggar, because everything already paid for. Let me say that again. How not to be a beggar. We ain't no beggars up here tonight. Amen. Everything already paid for. Yes, sir. We're here to enforce on the behalf of God the thing that God has paid for through his son. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
It makes a difference between being a beggar and knowing that you're already through. Let me say it to you another way. I was praying and the Lord talks about, brought it up about making a living. See, we shouldn't be making no living. Or we shouldn't be out there on no job trying to make no living. We should be living. Now, before we pray, I'm going to ask a question that's going to hurt. In your Christian pilgrimage, and this is a question a pastor won't ask, how many people personally you got saved? Do you know you got people been in the church 50 years and never got no person individually saved? Well, so what you think seeking ye first the kingdom of God is? Carrying out his commission. And then all of your condition changes. You follow me? Now I got people, genuine Christian, love God, read the Bible, and never got nobody saved. That's wrong. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let LeDoux teach on witnessing. So we're gonna make a manual or something. So y'all know how to do this thing. How to you say, ask the Lord, I want get somebody saved today. And every time I ask him, he sends somebody. You gotta be looking for him different ways. I better leave my house. Right down the street. Here come a truck. The Lord said, you pass that truck up, go back. Went back, young 28-year-old man, just as nice as he can be. He said, no, sir, I don't know about born again. I don't know about God and nothing like that. I said, do you want to? He said, yes, sir. And then I was walking off, and he says, sir, what's your name? I gave him my name. He said, thank you. So I want this church trained to make that transition. We're witness. Our man forte is witnessing. It's not wearing. You understand how powerful this is? You understand what God have chosen you to do? You happen to connect here. How God got you connected here? You connected here for a reason. This is no old Baptist Methodist religious stuff. This is God. And I'm not putting them down, don't get me wrong, but I'm putting them in their place. Now, message is transitioning that you are receiving and going to receive. I know a lot of things I haven't told you yet. Because I got to wait till you be able to handle it. I know a lot of people dead, don't supposed to be dead now. Almost 20-something. Made the wrong move. They turned God down. And they decided, I'm going to do it like I want to do it. So it's so, and this is not to make you fearful. This is just, you ain't planning on doing nothing stupid, are you? Why are you getting all nervous then? I mean, when God line you up, you got to walk with God. Walk in his ways, his will, his word. Now, you out of order. You say, I come here to pray. Shut up. That's the problem right now. We have to follow what the Lord tells us to do. I want that... Yeah, this is where we're going to pray tonight. Who's my prayer leader tonight? All right, get to your stand. I'm going to tell you to go in a few minutes. I want you to go with those three scriptures, all right? You see them up there on the board? All right. Now, there's another thing. These women are well trained. They don't play no game. I don't got to play no game. I can't go back to Sunday school with them. If they're going to be prayer leaders, I got to come back and say, I did this because of that. That's Sunday school. This ain't no Sunday school yet. We are apostolically, prophetically making a transitional move in the whole body of Christ around the world. They know we're here. They know our assignment. And I want everybody here to have results. Like joy. Huh? That whatever manifesting in this ministry should be manifesting in your life. If I don't have nothing to show for what all I'm saying, I need to go sit down somewhere and let somebody else talk. But the word work. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
The word work. But the word not going to work on your timing. I know what time it is. There's a sincereness that has to be in you from the Holy Ghost. Not by man, but from the Holy Ghost. And you got to get in that line and stay in that line. Huh? You ain't push me out. No. I'm a prayer leader. I don't want to hear that. Don't come tell me nothing about that. I don't want to hear nothing about that. And I'll say it. There is some strong people in this church. I know you. Oh yeah, I know you. I get close to you, I know. I need to know. Huh? You can't sit down and be happy with Judas. And he putting something in your cup while your head turning. No. I got to know who close around me, you know. You need to know too. I'll say this. I'll try and then I'll let us pray. I'll say this. And I'm not saying it because of me, but it is a privilege to be a member of this church. You're getting the truth. You're getting genuine holiness. No game being played. None. You should ask yourself, why did God send me here anyway? You got people drive hours to get here. All right, daughter. Y'all just pray. You know the meeting. Start Wednesday night. I got 5 importation to give. We got 696, what boy?
694.
Thursday, and they got many more going to register that are coming from all over the world. Some of these guys got large churches. I preach at these churches. Large in number, numerically. Mm-hmm. I preach at most all of the churches. But they'll be here. They'll be here and they'll sit like little babies. Mm-hmm. Bishops, pastors, evangelists, sit like little babies. Impart to me. And so I need y'all with me, all right?
Yes, sir.
My granddaughter. That one statement, I sat there and prayed, is on that board. I hope you copied it down. That one statement going to take your life off a normal journey. As I was looking at it, as I was praying, stop being beggars. And because of lack of revelation of who you are, not who the pulpit is, but who you are, and that all the faculties that is on the inside of me are on the inside of you. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, His Word. You got the same power. Do you understand that? And we should train you to a certain degree that you don't need nobody to pray for you. So prophetically, God gave me these prophecies. I don't fully understand them when they first give them. I probably got a thousand of them. I got tablets I write all the time. Stop being beggars. You see that?
Yes,
we are believers. We are called to bring God's will into his realm. Now, we are called to bring God's will. God's will in the earth's realm has a meaning with it. It means that if you bring his business, you take care of business, yours already taken care of.
Amen.
And see, in the church, we've learned to fight for our rights, or fight for our blessing to come forth. You don't have to fight for it. It's already won. And that's what I want to train these pastors, teachers, and evangelists. I want to train them apostolic, prophetic, supernatural portals being open that they can be walked through them themselves. See, we don't supposed to be pointing to a gate. We're supposed to be going through it.
Yes, sir.
Like sanctification?
Yes, sir.
You can't do that on your own. As the Holy Ghost do that. But you got to learn how to yield, how to do it. If you can't preach it to people, if you're not doing it. But if you read that and meditate that long enough, it's going to change your whole life. Stop being beggars. We are believers. We are called, you're called to bring God's will into his realm. Well, God, one of God's first will is for you to be blessed. Stop being the tail, you're the head. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. People have a tendency when you start talking about the blessing of God, they believe you're out of order. Now, I'm going to name that today. That's spiritually stupid. Your Father wants you to be blessed. But he wants you to take care of his business.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to make this statement, and I'm going to see what you're going to do with it. The more you take care of his business, the more your blessing is going to be released.
Yes.
Write that down. The more you take care of his business, the more of your blessing is going to be released. Go ahead and finish praying. My youngest son reminded me the meeting is not next week. It's the following week. I think I said it a week back for a reason. Let's come. I got a handful of ministers here, 500 something. And then since he got another week, I don't know what the number going to be. Some people wait till the last week, you know. So let's move around the altar. Give yourself some room. Move around the altar, some around the altar, different places, and just go ahead and pray these minutes out about the whole thing. Now remember you're in partnership. It ain't all on apostle. Ro ba 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 sa ka sha. Ra ba ba ba.